Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah Hazrat Aqtas Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Aqtas Sahib. Nawwar Allahu Maqadahu. And the title is Hifazati Nazar. Be parda haseeno se hua tang zamana. آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرے ان سے بچانا ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرے ان سے بچانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں اس دل کا سکون بھی گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانا آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں اس دل کا سکون بھی گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانا دھوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا دھوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا پاگل کی طرح پیتے شوق مجازی بیچے نہیں دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ پاگل کی طرح پیتے شوق مجازی بیچے نہیں دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنا تم ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنا تم ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا
تنگ زمانہ آن کون شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا آن کون شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفی. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Zamana Tabriz Waqt Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwadha Allahu Marqadahu. And Hazrat has explained this subject matter very, very openly and very beautifully. And many people who took heed have realized what a great benefit it was in their lives. And many people did not realize the great pandemic of the sun. Today we are worried of all these artificial bimaris that we are being scared about by the media, etc. The virus, the real virus that attacks the heart and that will destroy the person is this virus here of not controlling one's cases. And the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala leaves them behind so that they can put their finger on the pulse of the ummah and see what is the ummah really going through, what sickness. At that time already Hazrat explained what a pandemic this is. And those that took heed realize and see the enjoyment they get in their lives. And those that didn't take heed till today, Hazrat, as he explains in this poem, that like a mad person you will be just passing your life. So the real, we cannot make enough shukr to our Dada Sheikh, our Sheikh, for explaining the subject matter very openly and very sternly. And this is extremely important for me to take a lesson and all of us. That Hazrat says, Hifazat-e Nazar, Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to control our gazes. And this is not just a matter of lustful gazes. Allah Ta'ala particularly has mentioned, Kullil mu'mineena yaghuddu min absarihim. And this is such a command that Allah Ta'ala mentioned it individually for males and females. They tell the believing men, and so beautifully our Hazrat has explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put it in such a way that the ghairat, the great self-honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that this is such a thing that I have given you eyes. It's not becoming that you use your eyes in the wrong things, that you look at filth and dirt. How can you be doing that? It's like a father sees his son doing wrong. Now he even feels shy to tell his son openly. He'll tell his brother, that is the father, son's uncle, that speak to this boy. How can he be doing this? So exactly in the same way, Allah Rabbul Izzat has informed Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam that tell my servants that they should control their gazes. They shouldn't just be looking around wildly. Allah has given us this eyes to see many, many great things. Just looking with love at our parents, one Hajj and Umrah sawab. And then our Dada Sheikh has explained this so beautifully that a person asks, if you look at your parents, then you'll get Hajj and Umrah sawab. What about if you look at your Sheikh, then what sawab you will get? Hazrat so beautifully explains, he says, your parents have made your tarbiyat, your nurturing of this dunya. They have taken care of this dunya of yours. So Allah Ta'ala will give you Hajj and Umrah sawab. But your Shaykh has connected you to the creator of the Kaaba Sharif, Rabbul Kaaba. So when you look at your Shaykh with love, you'll get Allah Rabbul Izzat coming into your heart. So a person should realize that what a serious matter this is. And today everybody is saying that this will spread the virus if you don't wear a mask, if you don't social distance. But in reality, what really spreads the virus is this disease, that we don't control our gazes. This is what has brought this virus and this is what is spreading it. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned clearly in the hadith that zina will cause such as the sicknesses to come on the earth that a person never heard before. Before you can tackle the one sickness, HIV you hardly can bring under control, you see a next one is coming, and a next one is coming. And what is the actual cause and the cure for it, that the world won't give you. the friends of Allah Ta'ala will give us. And directly, which is absolutely true from Allah Rabbul Izzat and from Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam. So we can't be grateful enough, and we should be making dua for our Shaykh, our Dada Shaykh, how they have given us the remedy and the cause of our diseases. Hazrat says, Be parda haseeno se hua tang zamana, aankho ne shuru kar diya ab dil ko satana. Don't you see now that the people that is in those countries, that is Asian countries, that women are not wearing parda anymore. In our country, so to say, like Hazrat says it so beautifully, that little summer starts coming out, then they feel all the heat is only on them. And then they're throwing off their clothes and walking around scantily in the streets. And we also like fools looking at them and think we are taking enjoyment. But Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, a woman or even a man who goes out and he, so to say, does himself out, she dolls herself out, people must be attracted by her, and then in reality she is not beautiful. Shaitan makes her look beautiful. So don't you be a foolish person. By looking at her, you are falling into the fire of Jahannam. And you don't even realize this. So Hazrat says that, see how the times have become so difficult, straitened. Now Allah Ta'ala has shown us, you can't control your gazes, we will lock you down. And then you should learn to control your gazes. But sadly, Allah Ta'ala saved me, all of us, many people, that in this lockdown condition also, instead of controlling our gazes, maybe not looking at the woman in the street, but on our mobiles now. The amount of films people are seeing, and filthy, dirty the pictures that they are seeing, it is sad. Then we expect that the virus, the curve has to come down. The only way, as Hazrat tells us here so beautifully, that take my advice, make tawbah, make istighfar, learn to control your gazes. And we are so fortunate Allah has given us these Mubarak Majalis. This is where we will learn and get the strength how to bring this disease under control. Otherwise, Hazrat says, look how the times have become so difficult. And many a times, people who do control their gazes, try to control their gazes, they say that they told Hazrat that it's very difficult at the airports, etc., to control your gazes. Hazrat says, why are you worried? Allah is giving out the certificates of Jannah. And we see Allahu Akbar, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, what control of their gazes and what taqwa. Yet Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Mawlana Abraul Haq Sahab Rahmatullah Ali is sitting at the airport on his wheelchair. People are, the woman of folk are going past. He told his friends, turn me towards the wall. No, doesn't matter what people might think that I'm a mad man looking at the wall, but I won't break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every minute I control my gazes, Allah Ta'ala puts halawati iman in the heart of a person. Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the casting of gazes is a nazru sahmum min sihami shaitan masmumun, min sihami iblis masmumun. That this is the casting of gazes is from the spear of iblis, which is poisonous. That is, that poison already attacks your heart. And a person who controls it out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala pours halawati iman, sweetness of iman in that heart. And he will find it, he will feel the sweetness of iman. In other words, now he'll get the enjoyment of going early for salah. He will get the enjoyment of coming to the masjid, making tilawat, and not to look, he'll enjoy it. He won't feel it a burden anymore, he'll feel an enjoyment. And he'll have hatred. If a glance just falls, he'll feel bad about himself. So Hazrat has said that this, why has this condition come in the world now? And when Hazrat gave this bayan, and today we see that is aptly to today, myself first of all, I'm talking of myself, not controlling my gazes, and then we see what a condition has come on the ummah, that aankho ne shuru kar diya ab dil ko satana. Now because you just casting glances, now your eyes has been the cause now of troubling your heart. Because the eye is the door of the heart.
Whatever the eye sees, it goes into the heart. Whether not only woman folk, you just look at somebody's car, you just look at somebody's dressing, and it affects your heart. And now you thinking of something else. Then how terrible it is when we're looking at rare mahram woman, and not only woman in the street. This has become a common thing in our homes today, that we don't regard it as a sin. That the brother-in-laws talking to sister-in-laws, etc., talking to your uncle, the wife, etc., all these things are not permissible. But we just, it's not even regarded as a sin. How sad it is that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that one is to commit a sin is so terrible. But to have no regard, or to regard a sin as just something small, that is much, much more worse. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. That Hazrat says that if you don't make an effort on this, then you'll see your heart will never be at ease. Never in the masjid, never in your home, where Allah has given you a pure, halal, beautiful wife. You right next to her, but your mind is somewhere else. You involved in haram, zina, right in close to your wife. How sad this condition is. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. How beautifully now Hazrat is giving the remedy and treatment in such a beautiful way. Hazrat is explaining it. That mumkin nahi surat mein na ho koi taghayyur. Bekar hai phir unse tera dil ka lagana. He says, oh foolish person, you think you're looking at a young doll, you're looking at a young beautiful woman walking in the street, or a young boy, and today we shouldn't only think that it's woman. The sins that are taking place with the homosexuality has become the order of the day today. That gay, that to be a gay is something very abnormal. The abnormal has become normal today. What a sad condition we are living in. So Hazrat says, don't fool yourself. Is it possible that the beauty is going to remain all the time? Impossible is going to remain all the time. And never forget the thing that, no, she's young, she'll become old after many years. Then it's a different story. Immediately, Allahu Akbar, the many mashayikh have shown their murid that you're looking at woman, they've just given them two laxatives. And now how that woman looks, she has become so pale and she looks so weak and fragile. And what has come out from her body, that Buzruk has showed them that just now you were running after this woman looking at her. See what you were looking at. You were looking at the filth and dirt. And as our Dada Shaykh beautifully used to say, and beautifully used to present it, he says, as his Hazrat says in the poem also, don't be deceived by Shaitan. Shaitan is like those foolish people, those reps who just want to deceive you. They'll show you a good sample, and then where they land you, what they'll deliver to you. So Hazrat says that your Shaitan will show you the beautiful face, and where he'll land you up into the gutter line. He'll land you up into the filth and dirt of that woman. And when you are disgraced, now you don't know where to turn to. So never ever waste your time, even casting a glance. This is just going to cause you havoc in your life. Just think that you are casting a glance at this woman. Now she has got diarrhea, all the flies, etc. around her. Where are you going to run? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to take this great bayan serious, and Allah penetrates it into our heart. So Hazrat says it's impossible that her form cannot change. And in this world also Allah Ta'ala has shown many young girls involved in all types of filth and dirt in the clubs, etc. On the big ship, the Titanic, which they said is unsinkable. It will never sink. And the first maiden voyage where girls were involved in the dancing and singing, Allah Ta'ala made that ship rock and it started sinking. Those young girls, it is said, in a split moment, 18 years, they look like 80 years old. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala reminds us, this is just a glimpse of this condition. What will happen on the day of Qiyamah if we did not make Tawbah? We did not make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for this eyes and use it properly. Allah Ta'ala says, what will be your condition? فَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُ فَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ إِن كَفَرْتُمْ يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. How are you going to save yourself on that day of Qiyamah? When young people will be like old men, then what will be your condition? We won't able to run back into this world. So Allah has brought us here. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala and beg Allah Ta'ala to make our Islah, particularly with regard to this bimari. Hazrat says, if you can control this, and Hazrat used to stress on this, and people used to think that this is the only subject matter Hazrat knew. But in reality, this subject matter is so serious. And till today, it is so serious that Hazrat used to say so beautifully, if you can control your eyes, it's like picking up a bull, a big ox. So if you can pick up a big ox, then all the other sons will be easier to control. Then the other sons is like picking up a sheep, a goat. So if you can pick up an ox, won't you able to pick up a sheep? So bring this under control and see how Allah Ta'ala will bring. And especially now, we have turned a new year. Let us turn a leaf in our life. Let us make a sincere intention, myself first of all, that now I must bring my gazes under control. How long am I just going to carry on? And Hazrat used to say, this is such a pandemic that not only ordinary people, just even Sufi sahab, a person who's making tahajjud, a person who's teaching hadith also, we all get involved in this. Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us, realize this reality and we make a great effort with regard to this. Then Allah Ta'ala will change the conditions of the world. Hazrat says, so it's stupid. That why are you attaching your heart of something that just now the form is going to change and you looking and taking enjoyment. And so beautifully Hazrat has put it in another poem, that just think, kalta naksha jawani ka, aaj hai lakab nana nani ka. That yesterday it was like a young boy, young girl, you worried of your hairstyle, etc. And as Allah Rabbul Izzat says so beautifully, that lower your gazes, because Allah Ta'ala knows bima tasna'un, all that sunnat, all that all what you are trying to put on artificially, that you might say you're not looking, but now you're putting your topi backwards and putting your hair front, the woman must notice, especially if we're going to the tailor, etc. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. Allah says, we know all these tricks of yours. So be careful. Just don't pass a glance and see the kindness of Allah. Our Hazrat explained so beautifully. Our deen is so simple and so protective. It protects us from everything. That our deen teaches us that prevention is better than cure. And shaitan, what he says, first light the fire and try and protect yourself. That is, God, send your children to school, mix environments, and then expect them that they must control themselves. And sadly, where are they reaching today? Now talking of slave sex, and there's no condition like this. And now even teaching the small children, which is a natural thing. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to open our minds and hearts and realize where we are going to. Hazrat says that your heart will never be at ease. Lekin agar aankhon ko tu ne unse bachaya, mumkin nahi phir dil ka tere. Lekin agar aankhon ko na tu unse bachaye, mumkin nahi phir dil ka tere unse bachana. Hazrat says, if you don't take this lesson and you think, what these Mauli sahab, they only talk about controlling the gazes. Allahu Akbar. Another beautiful thing Hazrat has mentioned in this. He says that many people, they take objection. People working in the corporate world, and they say, these Maulanas, they only talk of controlling gazes. Something must be wrong with them. We sit with our secretaries all in the same office. Nothing happens to us. Maybe something happens to them. Hazrat says that this person, he's got a serious disease. He doesn't know that what is happening to him. There's one or two things wrong with him. If nothing is happening to you, and when you look at a woman, then you're not a man, obviously. Like the Malaika, Hazrat explained so beautifully, that Malaika got no desires. If Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, the most beautiful hoor of Jannah, Hawra, have to sit on his left, it won't tickle any part of his body, because he's got no desires. So if nothing is happening to you, then you don't even, then you are not a man, so you are excused. And if you are a man and nothing is happening to you, then you don't even know what is happened to you. Take your trouser to the lab and see how much of fluid has come out. You're losing your manhood. And then when you come home, you got no desire for your wife and you're arguing, etc. So this is a very serious thing. Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize. Hazrat says, if you don't take heed, you don't control your desires, your heart will never be at ease. You'll never able to control your heart. In namaz, you won't have concentration. In anything you do, you won't have concentration. And your body will be there, but your mind is totally out of this world. And this is how people suffer from depression, and people go into turmoil in their lives, and finally taking injections, and then going to the mad hospital. And in the mad hospital also, that person now finally commits suicide. And remember, looking at casting glances and thinking that this woman is good for me or that, this is a big fool. A person is just fooled by that. And this is not love. This is artificial. It's just a deception. Like Hazrat explained so beautifully, one person was walking behind a girl and saw young boy, see, there's a beautiful girl walking. So trying to attract her, he's telling her, "You the most beautiful girl in the world. I never saw somebody like you." And she realized there's a wolf behind me, a terrible wolf. And she saw her house not far. She carried on walking faster and faster. When she came to the step of her house, then she said, she didn't look at him, she just said about loud, that you say I'm the most beautiful woman, but you know what, behind me my sister is coming. She is more beautiful than me. When he turned around to look, then she took out her high heel shoe and gave him a shot on the head. Say, you're a liar, just now I was the best woman in the world. Now why are you turning to somebody else? So Hazrat says so beautifully that na kale ko deko, na gore ko deko, unko deko jinhone rang baksha. Don't look at whether it's those beauties you think they are dark in complexion or light in complexion and they are attracting you. Look at the great being who gave them that complexion. Allah Ta'ala's beauty, when Allah's drop of love comes and the beauty of Allah comes in the heart, all these things will be cold. You won't even turn towards it. And every time you control your gazes, Allah Ta'ala prepares a hoor for you in Jannah. Your du'as are accepted at that time when you control your gazes. Your heart will come at ease and you love a peaceful life. That Hazrat says here further, Aankho ki hifazat mein hai us dil ka sukubi, go nafs kare tujhse koi aur bahana. That remember, in just controlling your gazes, just casting it down immediately, remember there's definitely peace and contentment of the heart. Your heart will be at ease. You'll go home also with peace. You'll walk into the house with a peaceful heart. You'll look at your wife with love. And then Hazrat says, if you control your gazes, your wife will definitely look like a hoor of Jannat for you. Otherwise, your wife can be so beautiful, and you looking at the filth and dirt on the street, and when you really get this grace, then you realize, what did I make a mess of my life? Which in this world, if you realize, and you make tawbah, fortunate. But if we didn't realize, then what a terrible condition that person will be living in. So Hazrat is guiding us here so beautifully and advising us that your nafs, your desires will make lot of excuses. Never mind, just look now. Just now you'll make tawbah. Just look now. And remember, if we don't make tawbah from this disease and all other sins, then that sin becomes stronger and stronger in the heart. And then a person will become an old man. You cold like a deep freeze, but you'll still be casting evil glances. And Hazrat explained that thus he saw himself. He says one time in Karachi they had to go in the bus. Hazrat went with a jamaat, they sat at the back seat. And right in front was an old man and wearing glasses also. Hazrat puts it so beautifully, maybe 13 and a quarter lenses. And just opposite his seat, a new groom came with his bride and sat right in front of this old man, over 70 years. And the moment that bride sat down, he started gaping. His eyes popped out. And then his mouth also opened up. And he was in a different world. when the Kotanga conductor came and said, Chacha, ticket de do. Chacha was in a different world. So Hazrat explains that we think, no, that what's wrong with this? The more a person carries on his evil and doesn't make the sincere tawbah, then that evil, it comes in the heart like the tree roots become so strong and the tree is firm. You can't remove that tree now. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that, and especially youngsters who make tawbah, Allah Ta'ala loves those youngsters. Allah prepares shade for them under the arsh of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And elders, Allah Ta'ala's ghairat, that an old man still committing zina, Allah Ta'ala's anger that descends upon such a person, Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. And sadly today, it's not just looking at women in the street, the billboards today, the magazines, and all these advertisement papers that come in our homes also, full of women. These women have been used, and without realizing, at just advertisement agencies, even to sell a matches, they will put a woman picture. And we get overtaken by the picture and instead of the item. And were you buying the item just for the picture? How sad it is and how foolish it is. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize this. Dhoka hai tujhe lutf haseeno se milega. Hazrat says that it is total deception that you'll get enjoyment by looking at these beauties in the street. They are not beautiful in the first place. But in any case, if you think you're getting enjoyment, you are totally deceived. Don't Iblis ke kehne se kabhi us pe na jana. Don't let Iblis fool you and whisper in your ears and say, no, don't listen to what Maulvi Sahab is saying. You cast glances, it doesn't matter, it's enjoyable. And then you can start chatting to this woman, etc. And today, Allahu Akbar, with all this chatting, the chat media, etc., how people have become fools and think that we are chatting to somebody very beautiful. And when they saw that woman, then they ran away like, I don't know who I saw. And similarly, Hazrat explains that you think this woman is beautiful. She has put on that artificial beauty of all that makeup, which burns the face, etc. If you really want to see her beauty, go 2 o'clock in the morning, in the middle of the night and see, you'll run away, which am I looking at? So Hazrat is telling us that don't be fooled. You are deceived that you'll think that you'll get enjoyment from these beauties. Iblis will deceive you. Don't ever listen to your enemy. Listen to the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How beautifully Hazrat has put this, that if you don't take heed and you listen to Iblis, what will be your condition? Pagal ki tarah firte hai usha ke majazi. Bechain hai din raat ye badnaam-e zamana. Hazrat says, like mad people, these people involved in illicit love affairs, Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, and today with this chat and this WhatsApp, etc., who are involved, Allah save us. Homes are being destroyed with this hell phone of ours, and messages are going, and how we are getting destroyed, Hazrat says, like mad people. And like we are just walking around like mad people, you know, life we have got. We just fooling ourselves, we are loving. Hazrat says, you are bare chain all the time. You are in rubbing in masri. Nobody must know of my affair. My wife mustn't come to know. This one mustn't come to know. You are living in bare chain. What kind of life is that? And din raat, day and night, when you just a little of your evil comes to the fore, then you become disgraced. Now you don't know where to turn. Maulvi Sahab doesn't know where to turn now. That I thought I'm the sheikh of the time, but I'm passing evil glances. And I'm committing sin like this. Hazrat says, by casting glances and running after these artificial beauties of this world, you will land yourself up in the mad hospital. A beautiful example our Hazrat has given so beautifully, that one minister went to visit the mad hospital, and he was going through the different wards. When he came to the first ward, he saw a person that is very sad and just all the time, Shabnam, Shabnam, Shabnam. So he asked the doctor, what's wrong with this man? He says, this man was looking at Shabnam, he wanted to get married to her, and she totally refused. He got mad, he landed up here in the mad hospital. He went to the next ward and he saw a person like a wild animal. huh, like a lion. So he asked the doctor, what's wrong with this man? He says, this is the man who got married to Shabnam. So this is what Hazrat says, that reality this is, that we'll become real mad people if we run, and we won't have peace and contentment in our life. Allah has given us halal. Allah knows how Allah has created us. Allah has made halal, jais, the partners for us. Let us control our gazes and see how you'll enjoy your home, how you'll enjoy everything, your ibadat especially, and your contact with Allah. And the only cure for this is the company of the Ahlullah, and to take that medicine and let the love of Allah Ta'ala penetrate the heart. As Hazrat here tells us, Rehna agar chyo chain se, sun lo ye meri baat. Aanko ko haseeno ki nazar se na milana. See now what pain and what love Hazrat is giving us advice, that, oh my friends, if you really want to live with peace and happiness, take heed of my bayan. Take heed of what I'm telling you. I'm not just telling you just on my own. We have seen the conditions of people in the world. So control your gazes. Don't ever let your gaze look at a human. Otherwise, your iman will be destroyed. Allah Akbar. Beautifully, Hazrat explained. One Maulana in Pulawayo passed away. Maulana Bahadur Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say that Allah Ta'ala, the car manufacturers, they learn from the Quran Sharif how to manufacture cars. So Hazrat asked Maulana, how is this? He says that the car manufacturers in those days, they used to put a button at the bottom that if you're driving at night on the road, you got on your brakes, and there's another car coming with his brakes, then you just press your button at the bottom and your brakes go dumb. He says, if you don't press your button and you don't let your brakes go dumb, both cars with bright lights, they won't able to see the road and they'll knock into one another. And their accident, maybe a family will be gone. So Hazrat says that Allah Ta'ala said, Kullil mu'mineena yaghuddu min absarihim. Tell the believing man and woman, lower your gazes. If you walking on the road with bright lights and there's a woman coming on the opposite side with her bright lights, if both of you all are going to open your bright lights and look at one another, what will happen? You'll fall, knock into her, she'll think you fell head over heels on her. But in reality, this will be a disaster for our iman. Not only one family will go, our whole iman will go. So Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq. Finally, Hazrat mentions, Akhtar ki ye ek baat nasihat ki suno tum. Un murda haseeno se kabhi dil na lagana. Hazrat beautifully puts it and says, listen to this great advice of, at least this one advice, take it to heed of Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. And this is such an advice, if I take it to heed, and we all take it, our whole life will come right. Our whole deen will come right, inshallah. Hazrat says that what you're looking at, these beauties on the street, they are like dead. They are artificial things. Don't look at these dead corpses. They worse than corpses. Don't ever look at them and don't let your heart get attracted to them. You'll never have peace and contentment. Build your connection with Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah bi zikrillah tatma'innul qulub. You make your zikr of Allah regularly and you follow in the guidance of our mashayikh. Allah Ta'ala says, then you'll live a peaceful, happy life. Allah give us tawfiq.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem mamma ba'd. Last night we heard the beautiful shir was that Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Tari Ashiqo me Jina, Tari Ashiqo me Marna. That we learn also when it comes to controlling the eyes, that we learn from the Ahlullah, that when a person should become alive and when he should die. We learn this from the lives of our Akabir and our Sheikh. That when something comes in a person's gaze, how they become dead in the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That now we should be acting dead. Something not to see how a person should control his eyes and how he should close his shutters Allah Ta'ala has given him. Allah Ta'ala gave us a sin of the heart at that time. Like him to say, Rahmatullah Alayhi, that every time, so to say. Sometimes you tell the wife that all these beautiful women in the streets are all haram. Say something like this. But they're not beautiful. So don't say beautiful women also. Say these women on the street. They're not beautiful in reality. The wife is beautiful. So that time now to act like a person is dead. That for a person now to have the strength of iman, to have the taqwa in the heart, to lower the gaze,
Hakim Sahib will say, Rahmatullah Ali, just think to yourself, these are all mithai ki dukhane hai. That the more I will control my eyes, Allah Ta'ala will open up in my heart shops and whole sales of sweetmeats, mithai, barfi, what I will enjoy now in my wife. But muhabbat and love, that is how we hear from Hazrat also, that how can a person really know what it is to love his wife if he does not get the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We don't know what is love and muhabbat. Sometimes it's just say matlab, just because we're getting some benefit. But once we get the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, like how we have learned from the mashayikh, the true love in the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that will control my eyes, my gazes. And we know right now amongst the youth, and even those of age, when it comes to controlling the eyes from everything, not only from this fani but, these perishable idols, but everything besides Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One has it mentioned also, that learn to control your eyes from halal things, Allah will give you tawfiq to control your eyes from haram things. And now we're so used to look at these halal things, whether we like cars, whether we like sports, different things, we say halal, so we just enjoy it. Sometimes we overstep the bounds also. So we learn to control our eyes from halal things also. Allah Ta'ala will give us the strength now to control our eyes from haram things. You hear from our elders in Jamaat also when we go, they say when you're going for gush also, protect your eyes completely. Whatever you go with in your heart has an effect on the locality. And you might be looking at the buildings. That's attacking you. Everything besides Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is attacking the heart. Al-Imam Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says that every makhluk is saying, Mujkudek. Every creation is saying, look at me, look at me. The entire makhluk now is giving da'wah towards itself. So look at my beauty, look at my beauty. So the heart we negate it, beauty belongs to Allah. The beauty belongs to Allah, attests the heart only to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. From this we learn that to love my wife because it is the command of Allah. To show my children love because it is the command of Allah. So we learn from the mashayikh how they have attached their hearts only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when you sit among them, we learn when to act dead and when to come to life. But myself come to the majlis, now we become like dead, we all feel sleepy. Now the time to be awake and alive. We're sitting now in the garden of Jannah. That incident is always mentioned, that how come they say when you're looking at it, the haram scream. That Hazrat says to one time, they went for da'wah somewhere, and when they sat down, Hazrat mentioned to the host, next time I come here, I don't want to see her here. So the host said, Hazrat, who are you talking about? He says that TV box of you got here, you put parda on her. Said she shouldn't be here at all, you putting parda on the TV box. So sometimes we're sitting now with the phone, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, the time is going, now it's unkept, an unlimited amount of data. Person is sitting, can't fall asleep, and he says, I have insomnia. Said that insomnia, like one wife says, now when I wake up in the night, the amount of nur that is coming off my husband's face, said the nur from his face is the light of the cell phone, under the covers. The cell phone is on. So that time now, my dear brothers, for a person to control himself, as it says now, for a person to take that opportunity to run towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Because the amount we find of abuse of the eyes right now has become, as one said, pandemic. Now to put the mask of taqwa on the heart. You're putting the mask on the wrong place. That virus is spreading. So sit in the wrong company with friends that are talking those things, that virus is going, really spreading. So to keep the company of the pious, where we learn now to become alive. So a person is sitting in front of the box, and now he can't fall asleep. But when he sits now in the halqa of ta'aleem, the majlis of the sheikh, now he sees sakina is coming. Now we don't know sakina now whether it's the rahmat of Allah, or sakina now is the neighbor's wife. Allah knows best, but see sakina is coming in his mind, in his heart. So they say now, how come in the majlis time I'm feeling sleepy? So somebody asked the sheikh, and when I'm watching the TV box now I don't feel asleep. He says the reason being is because if a person is sitting in a beautiful garden, then he falls asleep. And he's sitting now in a pit of fire, then he can't fall asleep. So in reality, as it explains that one sheikh, one ustaz, senior ustaz of Saharanpur, rahmatullah alayhi, says, that where are you looking for the joy of Jannat in Jahannam? You won't find it there. Like sitting in front of the TV box or on the internet, and you're looking for the joys of Jannat over there. So how are you going to fall asleep now if you're really sitting in this world in the pit of Jahannam? Sitting in the company of Mashaykh, we are sitting already in gardens of Jannat. Allah Ta'ala, give us the reality. And what the roses they are giving us in this world, what roses, what pearls, what gems, Allah Ta'ala, open our heart and give us the strength that when now the test of Iman will come, to withdraw and say, Ya Allah, I fear you. Out of your muhabbat and your fear, just says that just to fear Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that's sufficient. That's sufficient. Because the person may fear his wife also, she might catch me, but he's still doing it. But the person has genuine love for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, I don't want to break your command. This Hazrat says, that makes muzakhara to yourself all the time. Ya Allah, you've given me this and this. Ya Allah, I am Abdul Muhsin, Abdul Ihsan. Ya Allah, I'm the slave of your kindness. You've given me so much, Ya Allah. How can the dog also that you may feed a stray dog? You give him a roti one time, two times, three. The dog now for life will guard your house and your children. Because you threw a few rotis at him. Ya Allah, you haven't given me a few rotis. You've given me everything I have in my life. How can I bite the hand that is feeding me? Ya Allah, you're giving me so much. How can I break your command and leave you for something which is perishable? Allah is forever. So at that moment, Allah says that now when the test will come of Iman, Allah Ta'ala has given you a blank check that you can sign the deal of your life with me. Hand over your life to me and sign the deal with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and see what I will give you from my surgery. Allah Ta'ala give us so free to make Amal, inshallah.